Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for being so good to me. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank God enough for all that he's done. We thank God for this another Saturday afternoon. We give God glory, honor, and praise. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And we thank God for you tuning in with us until the 2 p.m. hour. We want you to tell your family and your friends and neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And so we want you to reach out to us as well on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr at Global Gospel. Certainly you can reach us on any forms of social Media. Send us a friend request. We will be happy to hear from you. Send us a shout out right on our page. We'll be happy to hear from all of you. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that is played here today, but we pray that it is a blessing to each and every one of you, one by one and name by name. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York, 11550. I will give you our call-in number. You can call in later when we open up the line, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. You can call in and give us a shout-out later in the show. We want you to know that this is Global Gospel and all our shows are archived, so you can listen to us at any time. And the reason we here is because the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. So we want everybody to hear about the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. The gospel is only hid to them that are lost. So we pray today that if you are lost, that you find Jesus Christ today. And for those that already know who Jesus Christ is, we encourage you to stay with him and continue with Christ. Don't turn around now, because God has been so good to us. As Adriana Lewis explained to us, you've been so good. And so that is our story. That is our testimony, that God has been so good to us. And certainly today we look forward, within the hour, we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in a few minutes. But I do want to pause, and we know, and we're going to, again, later in the show, we'll shout out. I guess we'll do a shout out as well. But we want to pause. We know that tomorrow is Mother's Day according to the calendar. And certainly we want all of the mothers, we want to wish them a happy Mother's Day. And we want to wish you a happy, blessed Mother's Day. And certainly we know there's no love like our mother's love. The Bible declares, as the evil stirreth her nest. And so God's love is compared to that of a mother eagle in such a poetic way. But we do, our sister Natalie Wiggins Brentson in Maryland, she wants to shout out Evangelist Alberta Townsend. She wished her a happy Mother's Day. She wants to wish it to Prophetess Annabelle, to Minister Dee Dee Durham, and certainly Sister Barbara Thompson. We wish her a happy Mother's Day. She's sending a shout out to Ruth Norman, to Margie Townsend, to Rondrell Thompson. And certainly we want to shout out all of our listeners here that listen in on a weekly basis. Missionary Inel Jones. We want to shout out First Lady Sheila Nelson Furman. We want to shout out Sister Melody Stevenson, Minister Katrina Johnson, Deaconess Adrian Walker. We want to shout out to Reverend Janie Mays. Certainly we want to shout out Missionary Marion Bowers. And certainly you can shout out later in the show. You can call and shout out all our listeners. We want to shout out Minister Denise Stepney. Certainly we shout out all of you God's children, all of the special females that are out there. We want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And we know that no one can probably take you out to dinner tomorrow, but we are praying and believing God for better times when we can do that. As we listen in, your love, and certainly we'll be back in just a few more minutes. God, I messed up a bunch of times. Came between you. Murphy. We thank God for the blood. We have been changed and set free by the blood. We thank God for all of you. Shout out to Connie Hernandez, Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Shout out to you as well. And certainly we are believing God to give everyone a happy, we are believing God to give everyone a happy day on tomorrow. We do have a special guest that will be joining us in a few minutes, but at this time we're going to have a selection. Fantasia says, "I made it." And certainly I know that many of us have the same testimony on today, that I made it no matter what's going on in the world. I made it. And why do we make it? It's all because of God and because of his love and his mercy. Stay tuned.
Broken into pieces, maybe more. Hey. And some nights I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out. Hey. He knew which his back shot knocked me down.
Hey, come on.
Once again, you are tuned in to Global Gospel. We are here until the 2 p.m. hour, and we do have a special guest that is sharing with us on today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I am great. I made it through to another day, so life is good.
That's awesome. In case you didn't recognize, that is the voice of Reverend LaChrista Brown, and certainly she is our special guest, and she is going to be sharing with us on this afternoon as we the day before Mother's Day, and certainly we know that she has something special from God to share with us on today. So, Reverend Brown, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, once again, I am Reverend LaChrista Brown, and I hail from the Free Will Baptist Church of Freeport, where my leader has recently transitioned from labor to reward, and we all know that's Bishop William Albert Watson, Jr. Most certainly, I do honor the chairman of our Deacon Robinson. And I'm just glad to be here with you on this afternoon, Reverend Townsend. I count it an honor just to be able to come on your radio show just to share what the Lord has shared with me.
Amen. And certainly we're honored that you took time out of your busy schedule to share with us as well. Before we go into our next segment, how about you just tell us a little bit about ministry? You've been in ministry for a few years now. Could you just tell us a little bit about that journey into ministry?
Sure. Actually, you're right. I was licensed to preach in 2009, and I just thank God for the journey that led me to acknowledging my call. But even as I function in my church now, I am the president of the women's ministry. I'm one of the worship leaders, and I used to assist Bishop Watson with different tasks that he needed to be done. So, and singing on the choir and just doing various things. But just being in ministry, being a preacher, and in particular being a female preacher, that within itself, as far as my gender, produces many challenges. And then also just having balance. I'm married. I'm a wife, my husband of almost 21 years, Reverend Curtis Brown. I thank God for him. I'm a mother. I have two adult children, Laquan, Monet, and her husband, Jaheed, and we have a 16-year-old daughter, Amaya. So that's a task within itself. And then also I work full-time in my career. So balancing being a wife, my duties as a wife, my duties as a mother, my duties in corporate world, and then also just my commitment to my ministry, that's a lot. So a lot of times you have to find a balance where you can make sure that you're juggling everything and not leaving any area left unattended. So that's currently what I do and what I'm dealing with right now. But God has graced me to be able to make it this far and to be able to do things by him, not on my own accord, because if I did it by myself, something would have been left unattended, something would have been left undone. But I thank God that he has graced me through this process to be able to be a wife, be a mother, to work full time, and to also function in ministry.
Amen. And certainly that is a reoccurring theme around here as I talk to different people. And, you know, everyone wears several hats at home, at church, with their family, with their place of employment. And you mentioned the word balance. And certainly we are thankful to God that he gives each and every one of those people in ministry, that he gives us grace and to do all the things that we need to do. And it's so important, as you mentioned, a wife and a mother, et cetera, that it's so important that we never forget our families as we do ministry.
Amen.
Because I heard, so I was repeating today to someone, I think I heard Prophet Cook say some time ago that we don't want to be a public success and a private failure. And so in ministry, it is so important that we have that balance between our public life and our personal life, our family life, and not neglect our family members. So today, you know, I always let the guests pick their, make a song selection. And so today, your first selection is
Better Days by the Brown Boys. And I felt it, what other song can I open up with than a song that is by my husband's group, the Brown Boys of Freeport. And
really?
And certainly
wow.
I feel, oh, yes, yes. I am a proud wife of one of the founding members of the Brown Boys, so I do shout all of the Brown Boys out who are listening. But they have traveled all across the country. They are Stella Award nominees, and truly the Lord has blessed them in many areas. And I feel like this is one of their more successful, I should say, songs, because it has reached all across the nation because of the message in the song, Better Days.
Okay, so you heard it from one of the fans of the Brown Boys, Better Days, and certainly after this, we will be back, and Reverend LaChrista Brown will be sharing a message with us on this Saturday afternoon as the Lord has given her.
But the word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And we keep on reading, the word of God also says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Now come on and get excited about it. Your better days are coming. Listen.
I woke up this morning praying to you, Lord. I know that I'm not what I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. So many of you now, not to leave but always be around. Even though I'm going through some bad days, to you I pray for better days.
I'm
Reverend LaKrista Brown, our special guest.
Praise the Lord. The Lord placed this message in my spirit, and I thank God for that song, because the title of the message that he gave me is Making the Best of a Bad Situation. And truly the only way that we can actually do it, that if we have in the forefront of our minds that better days are coming. The scripture that the Lord gave me dealing with making the best of a bad situation comes from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 and 9. And I'll be reading the New International Version. And it's a familiar scripture. It says, we are pressed, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Making the best of a bad situation. Just please allow me just to say a word of prayer. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Making the best of a bad situation. At one point or another in our lives, if we're honest, we can admit that we have been in a difficult, in a bad, unfortunate, or even in some cases, embarrassing situations where at that moment in time, we felt as if life was just over, that there wasn't any hope and things couldn't get any better, and also things couldn't get any worse. And if you ever felt like me, you felt that you were crashing, so to speak, into a brick wall on a dead-end street. And we all know about dead-end streets. Basically, there's only one way to get onto the street, and there's no possible way out unless you go back the way you came in. So either you have to stay stuck there in that bad situation or revert back to some things that you probably don't want to face, back to the problems, back to the dilemmas, back to the issues that you are trying to get rid of. And if the truth be told, that's just life. Difficult situations are inevitable. And I don't care what your status is in life. You may be rich, you may be poor, you may be black, you may be white, but everyone at some point or another will have their shares of ups and downs. I read a quote the other day that caused a quickening in my spirit, and the quote said that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. In other words, yes, you may be in a bad situation right now, but what's most important is what's your response to that situation? What are you going to do about it? And this is Mother's Day weekend, so I want to talk about my mother, my own mother, and I thank God for my mother releasing me to tell her story and to share our story. You see, my mother came from New York. She came actually from Alabama to New York. She migrated here. She was a country gal, if you so to speak, and she came from a town in Alabama that isn't even on the map. My mother came from Sardis, Alabama, and she came to the big city of New York. She was in the 11th grade. By the time my mother was in the 12th grade, she was about maybe 17 or 18 years old, and she had gotten pregnant with me. She was a teenager. She was in her last year of school. She was unwed and pregnant. In fact, I believe that my mother and my dad, who I give shout out to, Givens man who's listening, had broken up while my mother was pregnant with me. So if you combine all those elements together, my mother was the poster child of what they would call being stuck between a rock and a hard place. She was a teenager. She was new to New York, basically. She was unwed. She was pregnant, and she had broken up with her baby daddy. So she was basically stuck between a rock and a hard place. And no matter what decision she would have made, whether she had terminated the pregnancy or given me up for adoption or even deciding to keep me, which she ultimately did, her life was going to drastically change. And I was always intrigued by the story of my mother because I found out that what my mother decided to do was not to wallow in pity and to really stay stuck in her bad situation, but my mother actually, because she was pregnant in Freeport High School, she had to stop attending day school. She didn't stay home with her head lapped down in her shoulders, but my mother got herself together and she started to attend night school. And she really worked her behind off, because what my mother told me is, she said, "Chrissy, I was able to graduate on time with my graduating class." And I thank God for that, because that showed her perseverance, that showed me her endurance. And after she had me, my mom said that she didn't want to be a statistic, so it wasn't her desire to get on the system, but she was able to get herself a decent job. And I remember my mother working very long hours, and in fact, she started a second job, because she didn't want us to lack for nothing. And I say us now because 10 years later, my mother had my sister, Kimberly. So here she was, a single mother with two daughters. Bad situation. My mother instilled in us, though, instilled in myself and my sister, Kimberly, that education was key. And she taught us early in life to keep our heads in the books. She started off unwed. She started off a teenage mother at the age of 18. Today, my mother is 62, enjoying retirement. She raised two daughters. Myself, I graduated from New York University, and then I was able to go on to graduate from Hofstra University School of Law. My sister graduated from Hofstra University with a degree in finance. She's presently a business owner and a licensed real estate agent. I'm not saying all these things to brag, but I'm just showing how, with God on your side, that you're able to do things. You're able to make the best out of a bad situation. And we attribute all of this to God. We give him praise. And basically, that's what I love about the text, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, reminding them that all of these negative things, all of these bad things you will go through, namely being pressed on every side, being perplexed, being persecuted, being stuck. But there was another side to those things. On the other side of being pressed is that we would not be crushed. On the other side of being perplexed is that we would not be in despair. There's another side of being persecuted, if you would, is that we would not be abandoned. And although we might get struck down, thank you, Jesus, we wouldn't be destroyed. So my message to you on today, and especially to all of the mothers and everyone that's listening, is a message of encouragement, especially considering we can't avoid it. We're going through a lot in this present day. And we are in what my late grandma Carrie would say, we're in a bad fix. But there are two things that I want to remind you of while we're trying to make the best out of a bad situation. One is that you are not alone. I don't know how you may feel, but I'm here to reinforce and to let you know that we're all in this together. If you take time and go back to the scripture, the text that I gave you, 2 Corinthians in the fourth chapter, the first word in my text that I started off with, verse 8, it says, we are pressed on every side. We, that means you, that means myself, all of us, we are pressed on every side. And I don't know about you, but it gives me comfort in knowing that I'm not the only one. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you feel like you're the only one, that's a bad feeling, a feeling of isolation. But thank God I'm not isolated in my issues, and I'm not in solitary in my situation. Somebody somewhere is going through the same thing. And what we can do, being that we're in this thing together, we can begin to lean on each other for strength, that we can make it through. When I get weak, my sister can hold me up. And when my sister gets weak, I can hold her up. I want you to know, people of God, wherever you're listening, that your current situation is not the end for you. And I dare say it, that this pandemic is not the end for us. What I love most about God, and I'm going to leave you with this, is God has the ability to take something bad to produce something good. Lord have mercy. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not in the church at the pulpit, but I feel God as I speak. God has the ability to take something bad to produce something good. If you look down in our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and jump down to verse 17, the Bible says that our light affliction is but for a moment. It worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God is able to take something bad, our affliction, and produce something that is good, an eternal weight of glory. Somebody says, okay, you're going deep and getting deep with me and getting in the scripture. Let me bring it in. This is Mother's Day weekend. I already told you, I said, God can take something bad and produce something good. And if you were like me, I stayed in the kitchen with my mother. I stayed in the kitchen with my grandmother. My grandmother used to make homemade cornbread. And I found out a little trick that she used to use. Grandma would take some spoiled milk, something that was bad, some bad stinking milk, and she would mix it with some flour and a little meal and a few other ingredients. And I know somebody is hearing me now. That bad milk mixed with that flour and the eggs and a little baking powder, a little salt. You mix all that stuff together and you'll get the best cornbread you ever tasted. God is able to take something bad to produce something good. And if that's not good enough, let me share my testimony with you that God can take something bad, me sinking deep in sin, and I was far from the peaceful shore, and I was born and shaped in iniquity, and not only myself, but all of us, because the Bible tells us that we've all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God was able to take us, stinking and dirty and wrapped up in iniquity, and save us to produce something good. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that God is in control, and it's not over, people of God, until God says so. And if you want to make the best out of a bad situation, I challenge you on today to stop focusing on the situation and continue to focus on the one that's able to solve the situations. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that all of your help comes from the Lord. In this time, in this pandemic, in this world that we live in where people are losing hope left and right, we can't afford to lose sight of God. We can't afford to lose sight of who he is and what he has the power and the ability to do. It might be bad now, people of God, but I want to encourage you that God has the ability to make a bad situation better. And if you don't pull anything else out of these words that the Lord has given me, know that you don't have to stay where you are. Even if you just start praying to God, asking him to change your mindset, to change your perspective, even to change the people around you that may be speaking negative and doom. We know that the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But what is he trying to destroy? He's trying to destroy your mind and trying to destroy your confidence and your ability to see beyond where you are. See, we need to see past the creature and see the creator. That's why I'll tell you, keep your focus on God. Trouble don't last always. It's not always going to be like this. So, yes, the economy may be bad. Yes, this pandemic is just a mess. Yes, people are losing hope left and right. But I'm encouraging somebody somewhere under the sound of my voice, don't give up. Hold on. Things are going to get better. Why? Because God is in control. And I pray that somebody was uplifted, that somebody is able to hold on, that somebody has gotten some encouragement. It just feels like just pressing on and keeping on, because I guarantee you that God that brought you out of that bad situation before. He brought my mother out of that bad situation, and now she's able to sit back in retirement and enjoy the fruits of her labor. That same God that did that for that unwed teenage mother and able to produce two kids, have two children that were able to be what we would call successful in life. I thank God, because only God can do that. And what he did for one who's no respect of a person, he can do the same thing for you. So my message for you, please, sir, please, ma'am, make the best of your bad situation. Hold on. Don't give up. Why? Because better days are coming. God bless you. Thank you so much for allowing me to come at this time and to share with you. God bless you, Reverend Townsend.
Amen. God bless you. It will get better. And certainly we're going to, after this selection, we'll be back and we will give the conclusion of the show. You're listening to Block Talk Radio. Our special guest was just Reverend LaKrista Brown. Stay tuned. Our number in studio, if you want to shout us out, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. It will get better. Caller. Maybe that person doesn't want to say anything. Okay. Keep on moving. Keep on driving. God's gonna make you better. It will get better, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Certainly, we thank all of you that have shared with us on this Saturday afternoon. We're coming down to the close of the hour, and certainly we do want to, Reverend Brown is going to close us out in prayer, but we do want you, Reverend Brown, to give some shout outs on today. We thank you. We know that she gave us a dynamic message, something to think about on this Mother's Day weekend, the lengths that mothers will go for themselves and for their children, and certainly themselves as well. I have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Reverend Wendy. How are you?
Good. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm great, thank you. I just wanted to let you and Reverend LaKrista know, who's my sister in Christ, that I really enjoyed that word on today. It was on time for me. Definitely. And I'm enjoying the program. And I would be tuning in from now on, because this is awesome. It truly blessed me. I'm glad I actually put a reminder on my phone this time so I could hear you and not miss you. Beautiful, beautiful. Very inspiring. Just in time for Mother's Day. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell us where you're calling from, Reverend Wendy.
I'm calling from Long Island.
Okay.
I'm calling from Long Island, and I'm from Faith Baptist Church. Reverend Joel Brown is my pastor. Reverend LaChrista and I go back.
Yes, she is.
My sister in Christ, and I love her so much. I'm so glad she posted the reminder so that I could tune in on this day. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The wind is blowing. But that word, bless me. Thank you so much. It was awesome.
Thank you. To God be
Amen.
The glory.
God bless you, Reverend Wendy. And we'll be hearing from Reverend Wendy on next week. So I want you all to stay tuned. Amen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, sir, we will. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Take care. Have a great day, guys.
You too. God bless. We have another caller. God bless you, caller. Okay. Somebody else. God bless you.
Reverend Townsend.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. This is Sister Barbara Thompson from St. John Baptist Church in Inwood, where my pastor is Reverend Gregory K. Stanislaus. I enjoyed the program today, enjoyed the message also, and I just want to take time to wish all the women, be their biological mothers or surrogate mothers, a happy and blessed Mother's Day, and for everyone to stay safe, healthy, and just continue doing what you're doing, bringing the message through your radio blog. It's reaching many people, and I'm sure that God will one day even have you where you could be televised. May you be blessed always in your ministry.
God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Reverend Brown, okay, as we come to the close, we just want everybody to remind you that in case you missed getting of this message, all our shows are archived. So at 2 o'clock, immediately following the show, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel, and you can hear this entire message, making the best out of a bad situation. Reverend LaChrista Brown is going to give us her shout outs, her closing remarks, and her closing prayer. Amen.
Amen. First, I want to thank you once again, Reverend Townsend, for allowing me to be on Global Gospel today. I'm humbled. I count it a privilege just to be here with you. And I just thank God for you just making the way for me to share what God has shared with me. I want to shout out my husband, Reverend Curtis Brown of the Free Will Baptist Church. I want to thank him for just being my support throughout everything that I do, and I just love him, and I just ask all of you to continue to pray for us as we continue to grow in God, to go further in him. I want to also shout out my children who are listening, Laquan, Monet, Jahi, and Amaya, and our grandchildren who are listening. We thank God for them. I have a special shout out to all of the mothers. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Especially my mother, Sister Annie Cowens, I love you.
Aww.
And to my mother in love, Deaconess Anna Brown, I want to say I love you. And then I have an aunt who I call my aunt mom, Sister Barbara Jennings down in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's listening, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to her. And lastly, to my adopted grandmother, actually my next door neighbor, my beautiful neighbor, Sister Annette Roundtree, I want to say happy Mother's Day to her. And all of the mothers that are listening, may you have a blessed and a wonderful Mother's Day.
Amen. Once again, we thank you, Reverend Brown, and we thank God for all the mothers, again, that have tuned in with us, all the special females out there that do what you do. And so at this time, Reverend Brown is going to give us a closing prayer, and then we do have a special, after that I'll have a special song that we all know, and I'm going to close with that song for Mama. Amen. Reverend Brown?
Amen. I just want to leave you with one of my favorite scriptures, just to know that God is always with us, and we can always be assured that he is going to be with us no matter what we go through. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. And it says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. And neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, Let us look to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, O God, for this platform to be able to proclaim your word. We thank you for the listeners, O God, those who were able to tune in, those who may be able to hear it on archive, Lord God. We thank you, O God, for the word that went forth, Father. We're praying, O God, that you continue to strengthen us, O God. Bless Reverend Townsend as he goes forward with this ministry, O God. Father, I'm praying, O God, that you enlarge his territory in the name of Jesus. Bless the mothers, oh God, as they are being celebrated, not just on tomorrow, but every day for all that they do and the sacrifices that they have made. We love you on today, and we thank you, oh Lord, that you have given us the mind to make the best out of bad situations. And, Father, we realize that we can only do it because of you. I ask you, oh God, to continue to give me the strength, continue to give me the boldness and the courage to go forward, to do what you have assigned to my hand. I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory and honor. This is your servant's prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you again, Reverend LaKrista Brown. We pray God's blessings on your life and your ministry as well. And again, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. This song is, it's not by a gospel group, but it's by Boyz II Men, and certainly is a song that is inspirational, and certainly it says, loving you is like food for my soul, and certainly Reverend Brown talked about cornbread on today, and so we know that cornbread is soul food, and sometimes, listen, cornbread and things like that are synonymous with our mothers, and so if you were to ask me, I wouldn't say cornbread, but I would say biscuits. But it's all good. But God bless you. This is a song for Mama. We will meet us again next week, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if the Lord said the same. God bless you.
Anything. food to my soul.
Loving you is like food to my soul. Oh, yeah. You are the food to my soul.